It's the start of an awesome Q Day. Welcome, 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 everyone, to our premiere show of A Cumin Perspective. I'm your co-host, Kevin, with co-host, John. Say greetings, John.
Greetings, John.
Oh, no. Oh, we're going to start it like this, are we? Okay. Yeah. Yeah, we're going to try to interject a little humor. Yeah. Man, am I excited. Man, my heart is beating like, I don't know, 120 beats right now, but I am so super pumped and super excited about having our own show. What do you think, John? Are you pretty excited about
Oh,
the show?
I am, Kevin. Of course, I haven't been able to sleep all night. I've been, you can imagine, the jitters and nervousness. And
Oh,
I
yeah.
would say I'm probably more nervous than a balloon in a cactus patch right now.
Okay.
We'll do just fine. And I'd like to welcome all ye merry men and ladies to our Divine Masculine Show. We look forward to lots of joyful conversation and laughter. And thank you all for tuning in. I would also like to thank BBS for all the work they've done, Kevin. Man,
Oh, yeah.
I don't know what we'd do without them and their professionalism and putting things together.
They're
It's just
astonishing. They're
incredible.
awesome. Yeah, Don and
Amazing.
Doug. Oh, man.
Yeah,
Yeah.
absolutely. And what a wonderful job they've done on our icon image there. Just
Oh, I love
amazing
it.
stuff.
I love it. Yeah. I love the two men portrayed and the kind of the space and the higher divine being there. It just looks awesome. I
It is
really
awesome.
love what they did for us. Yeah.
It does, and it really emphasizes our focus, which is to bring enlightenment and participation and fun for all of our participants and things we do, and
Yeah.
to hopefully make it a little easier for people to share their experiences if we do have call-ins later today. You say we're going to take some, Kevin, perhaps.
I believe we are probably the last half or the bottom of the show, because I think the first half we're going to just kind of do some explanation and just kind of let our listeners know why we have this show, what it's all about, what the meaning of the title is, and talk a little bit about you and I as far as some of our background and how we know Q and things like that. So I think at the last half of the hour, we'll go ahead and open up those phone lines and get some callers in if they would like to participate with us. So and I think that's going to be kind of like the itinerary for today, at least for the premiere show, for the first one. What do you think?
Awesome.
That sound good?
Awesome. I think that's great. That's wonderful. Sure. Yeah. So would you like to, do you
well,
have anything that you wanted to start out or?
I just wanted to also just express my excitement about hosting the show and of course, thanking Doug and Dawn for their tremendous help in this transition. It's kind of a high stress thing to do here. We're jumping into the what is that proverbial frying pan, we're getting out of our comfort zone here a little bit, and it's exciting. It is exciting and a little scary, but I am very excited. John, I renamed my toilet Jim instead of John. People are really impressed when I tell them I go to the gym every morning. Yeah. And you know what? I've been going to the gym quite frequently today already. I've been quite excited. I've been working out, man. And so, but I think I've calmed and worked it all out. And so we're just going to go for it. Right. So
Well, that's
anyway.
really good. Well, I'm
Yeah.
very impressed that you changed your name, your toilet, just for
Yeah.
me. Yeah, that's really something.
I want to apologize, John. I didn't, the name. Sorry.
Oh.
Yeah. Anyway.
Well, I know a guy that he was a plumber, and he had collected lots of articles and items and fixtures for his day. But he ended up with a lot of toilets. And the funny thing was, his last name was Carr. And he had
Was
a
what?
big sign outside of his place after he retired because he sold these used fixtures. And so his last name was Carr, and his sign said, Honest cars use John dealer.
Okay. All right.
Oh,
All right. We'll get into some
dear.
more jokes later on. But right
Oh.
now, yeah. So I think I wanted to kind of describe and express how we came to be today. Just
Sure.
want a little bit about myself. I've always seemed to have wanted to experience a lot of interesting and unique things in my life. It's like a bucket list, but I had no idea what a bucket list is. But it's just something I throughout my life wanted to experience. And I have experienced some really strange things and have done a lot of strange things to take me out of my comfort zone. A couple of things, just now, this is kind of gross, but when I was in high school, one summer I had a job. This is an example of a really freaky thing that I did. I worked at a rendering plant. I don't know if you know what that is, but I'm not going to get super gross on it. Some people know what it means, some people don't. I'll just basically say that it is a factory that the Department of Transportation would bring in all of the roadkill and put it into this one central area and basically make fertilizer out of it. And I worked there, and it was a pretty gross job. It's probably the most gross job you could ever think to have. But the pay was great, and for a high schooler, whew, I liked the pay. And then I moved into when I went into the service, the military, I became an officer, but then I got to work and be a flight nurse. And flight nursing was really an interesting thing to experience and train on. I flew on C-130 aircraft, and it was a lot of fun. And fortunately, my unit was never needed in our training capacity. So that was good. But it was a lot of fun to fly around in the C-130. And then as I was going through nursing school, I had a job as an enucleator. Any idea what that is, John?
No.
An enucleator. I worked for the Lyons Eye Tissue Bank. And so one of my jobs, part-time jobs while going through nursing school, was I was the person who would go in and collect the eyes from cadavers. I know that's kind of gross again, but again, it was a strange and different and a unique job to have, so anyway, that was one thing that I also did. And then what else? I wanted to just mention that after the military and got into nursing, then I went into and become a registered nurse, and I worked for the VA and working for our veterans. And in my capacity, I worked as a hospice and palliative care nurse. And so I did end-of-life care nursing. And then that again was an extremely rewarding job, and it was awesome. And so retired. I'm now retired and just enjoying the retired life at home. And I'm married with my beautiful wife, Dana. Love her so much. And also, just to let you know, back in what 2017, perhaps or so, when the world was changing and our political arena was changing, and then there came an individual that we are lovingly know as Q, and initially he was what Q posts, at least in the political field, if anyone was following Q posts back then. And that's how we can get our information about what's going on politically. And anyway, that was my first exposure, if you will, to Q, an entity of Q. And then later on, it was my pleasure. I was in a group later on, more of a, we were talking about projects and stuff like that, and I was really passionate about creating a project. I wanted to do parks, and create parks for everyone to have fun in. And I joined a group. Some people know it. Loved One Society, and then got out of that. But that was my first exposure to Q, the divine entity himself. And at first I was a non-believer. I mean, come on, here is a person thinking they are or saying that they are a divine individual, but wrote the Q posts. Wasn't quite sure about that. It wasn't connecting. But then when I became more and more involved with listening to Q and understanding his guidance, my heart kind of opened up and said, yeah, this is real. This is real stuff. And that's when I fell in love with Q and Mermaid, and have been listening to him ever since what, 2020, maybe 2022, somewhere in there. And so, okay, so been introduced to Q, love him and the message and remembering. And then let's fast forward now just to 2 weeks. 2 weeks ago, after listening to Q for many years, and Q mentioned on one of our sister radio shows, Unstoppable Love, I believe, with Lauren and Zosia. Q was talking to Lauren and mentioned if they had been receiving any men on their program as far as callers. And she said a few, but Q mentioned that he would really like to kind of start getting in touch with the masculine energy, the men who are listeners of Q. And I that rang a bell in my ear, bing, And then just last week, Q mentioned the very same thing again. And I think that secured it for me. For some reason, something in my heart just opened up and said, I'm going to jump into that frying pan again and put myself out there because I really would like to connect with the male audience, especially when it comes to divine masculine energy and our exploring that and moving into the new earth with some new insights. And so we would have, that you, John, and myself could share some perspectives, if you will, about what masculine energy is all about, or at least what we think it is. It's all our opinion, of course. Neither one of us, we can't really, we're not going to give advice really on how to do things right. I'm certainly not a psychology person, right? Right. But anyway, so I decided to go ahead and make the show, and a name popped right into my head and said Cumin, Q-M-E-N, Cumin. And I thought it fit perfectly because obviously we represent Q and his guidance, his ideas, and we want to live by them, right? And then men obviously is kind of a plural thing. And so I thought, you and me, we're men, Q men, right? And so then I kind of created an actual definition of what cuman means. And to me, I believe it means human males who follow and utilize Q teaching and guidance in their personal lives. Yeah. It made sense to me. That's what cumin means. And it sounds really close to human also, cumin. And I guess if to incorporate everyone, you could take away the E in men and put an A in there and cuman, and that'd be more like cuman, the humanity of folks. So, and then a cumin perspective, our thoughts, our ideas that we would share with folks on the air. And so I thought it was just a perfect title, and I just wanted to explain that title to folks out there. And because also I like that title, especially cumin, because it's a made up word. It's a high frequency word. It's not in the matrix. It's not as Q tells us, there's a lot of black magic words in the English language, right? So this one is definitely not that, and it is more of a high frequency word, and I loved it. and that's why I chose it, and I think it fits us. What do you think, John? Does that sound
I think you did a great job, Kevin. I was very excited to get the invite from you to do this duo. And I considered it for a few days, as you know, and the more I thought about it, the more I was hooked. And I think this is a great idea, and I think we can have some value. Now, as you say, we're not professionals, and we don't profess to be any kind of counselor or anything like that, but we are men. We've got the parts, and by golly, we're going to use them and see what we can do on this program to make everyone happy and maybe get some points across. A little on myself. When you've been around as long as I have, you tend to get lots of things under your cap, you know. I'm not going to say I got dinosaur crap on my boots, but I'm a little older than you think, perhaps. But anyway, so yeah, I've got a lot of experience behind me as far as like workings go, career-wise and so on. I started out, well, my father was an automotive mechanic and ran his own shop, so I started out with him doing some of those types of things and learned lots of things about automotive technician work, that kind of thing. And then I moved on to construction and home development and home inspection stuff, that kind of an area. And then from there, I moved into electrical work and electrician work. And then I've always hobbied in also in electronics with a focus on radio, oddly enough.
Oh,
And
interesting.
a focus on with that primarily on resonance and on crystal radios and that kind of thing. So it's funny what we bring with us that helps us prepare. So and I still do a lot with that in that sector. And then I moved on to business and managing businesses. And oddly enough, I managed a pharmacy for quite a few years, which brought a lot of enlightenment to me. As a matter of fact, I started to wake up to the world around me in pharmacy. Yeah, because at a certain time, I think it was 1996, batteries manufactured for sale in Canada could no longer have mercury in them. And a lot of batteries contained mercury, from hearing aid batteries to batteries in toys and so on. And they found that in the dumps, in the landfill sites and so on, they'd break down and leach out this mercury, and it made it into our waterways. And I suppose it got into the perhaps the Luciferians' water system. They didn't like that, so they no longer could we manufacture or sell batteries with mercury. But by jingle, they could put it into a vaccine, or they could plant it in your teeth 2 inches from your brain. That was okay, but it couldn't go into a battery in a landfill. So that was my awakening part, to be truthful. And that's when I started researching and looking into things, and a great awakening started happening for me. And then, of course, as you mentioned, Kevin, with Q coming on board, the Q post and so on. And prior to that, there were a lot of truthers out there with a lot of information really ramping up. So things were really getting revealed, and it was really an exciting time. And then in October of 2017, Q came on board with the Q post, and yeah, everything's just blossomed from there. And I'll tell you, it's a very exciting time. What a time to be alive. So anyway, then my career from there, I went into my own businesses again, and I had various small businesses and different things like that. And I still run a small business, actually. And yeah, so but I just love what I'm doing here right now. And so I'm so happy that we found each other. The various groups that you and I are part of, a lot of them, I hear people talk about Carrie. She's fostered and created a lot of good programs and good places for us all to meet and find each other. So it's been very nice for that to
Yeah,
happen.
we're
And I've
definitely,
met, yeah, go ahead, Kevin.
I was just going to say we're definitely from Carrie's group, and of
Yeah.
course, folks who follow along with all the programs, Q has mentioned Carrie quite a few times, and we love her
Yeah.
so much, and we're
Yeah.
just honored to know her, and I thank her very much for all of her support. Thank you, Carrie.
Yeah, oh, yeah, absolutely. And all the light beings that we've been reunited with, you know, she's been the
Oh,
catalyst
yeah.
for that. So I really appreciate that. And I so appreciate meeting up with all you light beings. Man, this, what a fantastic time to be alive. This is
It
just
is.
incredible. And it's hard not to get emotional about it, because we can see all the parts coming together and the pieces. And we've invested a lot of time and a lot of embarrassment, because things that we know are true in our heart, we know it, we feel it, and it's we express those with others. They don't so much get it that easily, and so it's
No,
a
they
little
don't.
difficult.
No, they
Yeah.
don't. And perhaps we can share some of our thoughts or perspectives on how we could discuss or deal with family members who don't necessarily see our point of view. Maybe we can help out in that regard as well, you know?
Absolutely. And perhaps, with people that want to participate, hopefully a lot more males participating, calling and sharing their experiences, it will sure, as Q always says, you've helped a lot of people, you're helping a lot of people. And it truly is. Every one of us listening, we get so much out of every show, whether it's Q shows or whether it's Zosia and Lauren or Corinne's program, whatever. But there's always something to take home. And we're finding each other and we're lighting the world up, and I'm very happy and proud to be a part of it.
Well, you're the first guy I thought of, obviously, when doing this program. We've worked together in other areas, and frankly, you're like one of the few men that I've met and have been associated with Q again, and that's kind of the purpose of this program, is to get more men involved, right? But
Right.
and I just want to let you know, John's from Canada. I'm from Florida. I don't know if anybody noticed John's wonderful little accent there, right? Out. I
Yeah.
love your accent.
Oh, it's,
I love it.
in Atlanta, Canada, there's a lot of immigration years ago. It came mostly through the UK here, and of course through France as well. But in Atlanta, Canada, you get a lot of I think it's called Gaelic. There's a lot of Irish and Scottish that gets kind of mixed together. So that's what comes out as an accent. That's the accent. All right.
Well, I thought it would be appropriate, John. I got a beer for you, buddy.
Oh,
Oh you're from Canada, right? And
right on, man.
I've heard of Moosehead Lager beer. I think is that probably one of your favorites?
Is. It's
All right.
actually that brewery is about a 10-minute drive from me,
Oh, is it really?
and it's probably about a half an hour crawl back.
Half hour crawl back. I get you. I get you. Okay. So here you go, John. I'm going to give you a beer. There you go.
Awesome.
All right. I've got my beer. All right.
All right.
And let's go ahead and pop those babies open. All right.
Okay.
And I thought it would be awesome to have a toast. Let's raise our bottles and have a toast to the show. And John, would you mind
Okay.
giving us that
Yeah.
toast? All
All
right.
right. I'll do the honors.
All
Here's to
right.
a wonderful adventure for all of us as we explore divine masculine energy together. Over the lips, under the gums. Look out, stomach. Here she comes.
All right, let's take our drink. All right. Okay. Oh, sorry. This is a masculine show, I
That's right.
mean, and sometimes us guys, I don't know, we like to express the air in our bodies. Yeah, we like to we expel the belches and the farts and things like that. We don't like to keep them in, so we're just guys, and that's probably something we will probably bring in over as we transition our way across the bridge to New Earth. We might bring some of those
Right on.
things with us. Who knows?
Well,
All
what kind
right.
of beer were you drinking, Kevin? What was that I seen you holding up? In case the listeners don't know, we're actually watching each other live here.
Yeah, so the beer I really enjoy, now I'm part Irish and German, but the beer I really enjoy is Guinness. Guinness is a very dark black stout, and to me it's like water for some reason. I have to be careful with it because I can down a couple of beers quickly with Guinness, and that's the only beer that I seem to be able to drink that quickly. So anyway, and
Okay.
that was the beer I had. So anyway.
I normally drink light beer, but I do like Guinness. I'll
Okay.
drink any beer,
Yeah. Yeah.
but I prefer light beer. And of course, Kevin, I find beer a lot like sex.
Oh,
Even
yeah.
when it's bad, it's still pretty good.
Oh, sure. Absolutely. Yeah. You, I agree.
I
And
sure hope the audience is laughing and not turning
if not, we
the
got egg on our face, that's for sure.
Oh, there they go.
We're really I can't wait for us to, we're going to invite Q for sure. We want Q to be on this program, Q and Mermaid. And of course,
Absolutely.
when he does come on the show, we're going to have a toast with him too. And I think
Okay.
his favorite drink is tequila, right?
I think
I
so.
think so.
I
So
think so.
we'll have to belly up to the bar and have
I
some
wonder
shots of
what's his
tequila
what
with
his
Q.
favorite brand is.
I don't know. I don't know, but I mean, it might not matter. But anyway, I thought maybe we'd have a toast when Q shows up. So,
Sounds good. Sounds
you know,
good.
it's getting, John, it's getting kind of close to the bottom of the hour. Don, what do you think? Can we open up the phone lines? And perhaps if anybody's waiting, we'd love to hear from them. The chat line, but
Go ahead, Kevin. While we're waiting, I'm going to read down through our synopsis there, Kevin, whenever you're ready to.
Okay. Before you do that, can I just mention the chat line phone number first, just for the
Absolutely.
listeners? All right. Chat line is 888-627-6008. Again, that's 888-627-6008. And one more time, because I've always heard to do it three times. 888-627-6008. All right. Thank you. We'd love to hear from you.
Okay, that should be good. All right,
Okay.
Kevin.
Go
We'll
ahead,
see
John.
what they've got to say. All
Yeah.
right, so I'm going to read our synopsis here and or just kind of go over the highlights of it anyway. So it's kind of just going to be perhaps a reinforcement of what you've already said, Kevin. But so a Q-Men Perspective is an enlightening and engaging radio show hosted by Kevin and myself. We delve into profound concepts such as divine masculine energy and other topics, providing listeners with valuable insights as we navigate our way into a new world. We draw upon the wisdom and guidance of Q, a divine being of source energy, to lead our discussions. The show is structured to welcome call-ins as well as special guests, offering a diverse range of stories, experiences, and perspectives. We will attempt to enrich the conversations by adding personal experiences, life lessons, and reflections, along with Q's unique ability to help us remember our inherent knowledge.
Awesome.
And we aim not just to be informative, but also entertaining with humor, jokes, and a whole lot of fun, being integral parts of an experience. Listeners are invited to join Kevin and I biweekly on BBS Radio for a full hour of meaningful manly merriment. Please join us around the world every other Saturday in America time zones as follows. That's 8 a.m. PST, 9 a.m. MST, 10 a.m. CST, 11 a.m. EST, and that's absolutely no SHIT,
Okay.
12 noon Atlantic time.
All
And don't miss out on this opportunity to explore the depths of divine masculine energy and much more with Kevin and I on a Cuman perspective.
right.
All
Good commercial, John. Thank you very much.
righty. Sure, Kevin.
All right. I think I also want to just let the audience, the listeners, know that, of course, this is a divine masculine energy show. We want to talk about divine or masculine energy. We are not forgetting the ladies. We're definitely not
Oh,
forgetting the
absolutely
ladies.
not.
We want the feminine energy to join us as well, for sure. Now, and I want to let you guys know that on our page here on BBS, if you are on our page, and if you go down past the disclaimer, there is an article there that we placed there. And we want you to, you know, if you want, open up, read it, perhaps print it off, because we're going to use that information for future shows. And basically, it is titled Feminine versus Masculine Energy. And it's a good read. Now, bear in mind, right off the bat, when you see that title, Feminine versus Masculine, this is definitely a 3D Matrix article. There's no doubt about it, right?
Right, right.
And that's what we can only go by right now. And that's kind of the purpose of our show, is to discuss and take the ideas from the Matrix and then try to navigate our way across the bridge into the new Earth insights, right? And take that those two energies and describe how are we going to interact with one another with a balanced energy of the masculine and feminine, right? And that's kind of the whole premise of our show. So please, if you wouldn't mind, kind of like little homework, if you will or not, it does not matter. But I just want to let you know there is an article there right under the disclaimer.
Right
So,
on, Kevin. And
yeah.
as you said, the article is directed to inclusivity of gender, while our focus is on divine energy. So keep that in mind. And on the end of the article, it has a conclusion. The first paragraph, I've changed a bit, and I will read that to you if you don't mind. But and then the second paragraph, it just ignore that altogether, because again, as I say, it's really supporting gender was, and that's not our focus. Our focus is to study and focus on the divine energy.
All
So
right.
the conclusion we'd like to put in there is femininity and masculinity encompass a wide range of attributes that are not exclusive to any gender. While femininity is often associated with empathy, nurturing, and sensitivity, masculinity is often linked to assertiveness, independence, and strength. However, it is crucial to recognize that these attributes can be found in individuals regardless of their gender. So, that's what we'd like to focus on. We would like to seek and explore this and ways to balance these energies. All righty.
Yes, it's not gender related at all. We want to emphasize more the spiritual nature of these energies and not the gender aspect. Isn't that right, John? Is that what we're
That's
trying to say?
exactly right.
Okay.
And Kevin, I'd like to add something else. You were so kind. You had such kind words for me. I've been just sitting here thinking about it. And in my next incarnation, I guess, I don't forget now how, my next time around, when I'm little, I'm going to get a teddy bear and I'm going to call him Kevin. How's I won't get one now.
No, not now. No, yeah.
Right,
All
buddy.
right. Well, thank you very much, John. That's nice of you to say. Hey, guess what? Let's
What's
look at that phone lines. We got
Oh,
somebody on the line
wow.
here. Don, I'd like to talk to Zosha on line one, if you wouldn't mind bringing her in, please.
All right.
Zosha.
Hi,
Zosha.
Tom.
Hey,
Oh, hi.
Zosha.
How are you, Sasha?
How are you?
Congratulations. How could you say you're not professional? You guys are natural.
Oh,
Oh,
well,
I'm so
thank you.
happy. Thank you.
Oh, well, thank you,
First of
Zosha.
all,
I didn't know if you were going to get booted off or not.
no, I was laughing when you said, "Is everyone laughing?" I'm like, "Yes, I'm laughing." You're so funny. So natural, and can I just tell people these are two of the most beautiful, heart-centered men. It's such an honor to be with you guys, to know you guys, to be on your first show. Yeah, I'm just
Yeah.
smiling so much listening to you guys. How are you both feeling?
Thank you. Well, I have to go to the gym right now. No, I'm just teasing. I don't know if you caught that first joke there, Zosha, but anyway, I am feeling actually a lot more calm now that we're actually doing the show. We're in it. We're doing it. I can see John. John can see me, and so we can. It's like a natural conversation, and so I feel a lot more better now. I feel more relaxed.
Me
So,
too, Kevin.
right?
It's just
Yeah.
like you and I just have a phone call. You know, it's just our little tunnel right now, and
Yeah.
it's very comfortable.
So I think that's how we're feeling, Zosha. I don't know. How did you feel on your first show? Do you recall? Oh.
Yeah, of course there were nerves and excitement. And first Lauren interviewed me, and then we joined together. So I have to say, it's sort of as you explained it, you're a little nervous beforehand, but once you connect with each other live, there's an exhilaration that just sort of takes over, right? And it just starts rolling, and I
Yeah,
feel it and hear it with both of you.
right.
It
Yeah,
does. I agree with you.
I feel the
And
exhilaration. Go
I
ahead.
have to say, Cheers to the Guinness. I'm with you. There's something about a Guinness that is very soothing. It's low alcohol. It's very comforting. So I knew we were brothers and sisters when you stated that. John, you too. And if I could roll out a joke, I never tell jokes, but in honor of your show, may I tell you guys a joke?
Oh,
Please do.
please do.
Yeah.
Okay, let's see. I'm going from memory. If a king sleeps in king mattress in a king mattress on a king mattress, and a queen sleeps on a queen mattress, what does a prince sleep on?
Well, logic is a prince mattress, but I doubt if that's it. What did the
Air
prince?
mattress, an air mattress.
An air mattress. Oh, man.
Hey, that's not bad, right?
That's not bad at
That's
all.
pretty good. That's pretty good. I'm glad you didn't
Come
say
on, John.
princess. I thought you were going to say princess.
Oh, see, you guys are bringing the other stuff. I can't wait to hear you joke with the guys.
Oh, geez. Zosia, thank you so much for calling in and giving us your best wishes. Thank you so kindly. You're a sweetheart.
I love you guys so much. And just the last piece I'll leave it with. I love that you said, remember Q states, like outside of here, there's no gender. So I feel that's what you were discussing, what you were tapping into, you know,
Exactly.
our divine natures of all of us. So it's
That's
exciting.
right.
Thank you
It is right.
for showing up. We, you know, my sister wants to hear from the men too. So,
Absolutely.
oh, I see you're down the line there.
Yeah. All right.
Oh,
Thank you,
yay. Well, let me
Zosha.
go. I love you
Okay.
both. We'll
Thank you
talk
so much.
soon.
Okay.
Love you
Bye-bye.
so much. Thank you.
Love you too.
Okay. Love you too. Bye-bye.
She's such a sweetheart. You know
Oh,
that?
she is.
I mean,
Yeah.
literally, sweetheart. She is just,
Yeah. I
and I
remember
love
Q gave her a name one time. Wasn't it Flower of Love or something? I think he said
something
that.
like that. Yeah.
Yeah.
And
He
I
nailed
love,
it. He nailed
yeah.
it.
And I love her harmonics. Her voice
Oh, yeah.
also, for some reason, just gets me.
Oh,
I love
definitely.
that.
Oh, and she's so gentle and
Yeah.
soothing. Soothing. Yeah.
So what do you say we listen to the other half of her show and
Sure.
bring on Lauren? I'd like to hear from Lauren on line four, John.
Absolutely. Bring her on.
Oh my I'm so excited for the both of you. I love you so much. I
Thank
have to
you.
say, I have to break out the Dom Perignon because the men have arrived. You
Yes.
are being the way
All
showers for the men. So
right.
cheers to you
Thank you.
both.
Cheers to you.
Well,
All
thank
right.
you. Thank you.
Well, thank you, Lauren. Yes, we're very excited. Like I say, we're very nervous, but we're excited, and we'll find our footing here and roll along.
You know, I was thinking earlier in trying to put the show together, you know, the intro and outro song, and I was thinking of a song, It's Raining Men. Hallelujah. You remember that song? I think it was the weather.
Evan, do you know I literally was
Weather.
getting ready to? It's raining men. I'm
Yeah.
raining men. Raining men. Amen. I literally
Oh.
was going to sing that.
So, Lauren, on your show today, you have Q on board, don't you, on your show?
Oh, thank
No.
you, John. Yes, we have Q with us today, and we are so
Oh.
excited. And my sister and I, Zosia, we're going to be on Sojourns next with
Okay.
the other ladies, and I think a
Okay.
merman might be there as well. He's on. Today is a day. Today, the men. It's the day. It's to me. It's the day for the men. Like it's the men, right?
Okay. Awesome.
I think on Sojourn in Hummie's group, Don, her husband, is the man on that program, right? If I remember right. Or
Donnie,
Donnie?
yep, the
Donnie?
merman,
Donnie. Yeah, the merman. Yes.
Donnie,
It's nice to hear from him.
the
You know, we don't
merman.
hear much yet.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, the
Yeah,
merman. That's right.
he I'm the and he Donnie has such I'll say this. I do I have a knowing that Corinne and Donnie have been my parents in another
Oh.
life. So I just know that. And so just a special connection. And with Donnie, it's just I feel Kevin and John, with you, I know y'all are brothers, right? And so I have that brotherly, like, you know what I mean? Like that brotherly, it's such a sweet brother-sister connection. I just knew it, you know? And with and with Donnie, and it's like a father. It's a father. You know how the, you know, there's no gender, there's no identity, but it's just, you know, how our connections are all different. And so I just love how you know, each connection supports and encourages and enhances the journey, and we're all coming together. And so I'm so excited for you guys and so grateful. And let me tell you a secret real quick, because I know other people want to chat. Kevin, remember when I started the show, with Zo, well, I started the show and then I had Zosha just explain how it all happened. I said, I want to have a space for the men. I love the men. And I was like, but if I do that, then the men, what's that? So I kind of held back, Kevin, don't get mad. I kind of held back. And I was like, I'm going to wait. I'm just going to wait and see what happens, because Kevin, John, I knew y'all were going to do something with this. So I was just sitting there kind of waiting. And here we are.
And here we are.
There we
You know,
are.
at the very beginning of this program, I said it's the start of an awesome Q day. And I think Saturdays on BBS is nothing but Q. And it's exciting to be a part of that. And I just want us to the masculine energy to be kind of represented also, and I think it would be awesome. And then interact with the feminine energy too, because we love our ladies, you know. And
Yes.
I'm honored
Well,
and
thank you
happy and
both
excited.
so much.
You
Well,
know, it's
oh,
so
it sounds
nice
as
that we've
well, y'all are.
go ahead, Lauren.
Go ahead, John. Sorry, go ahead.
I was going to say it's so nice that we found each other, but now it's even grander that we're remembering each other, and it's just absolutely lovely how it's blossoming. I love it.
That's
Yeah,
beautiful,
to
beautiful, John. I
remember.
love it too. It's such an honor.
Yeah.
It's
Ooh.
such an honor. Well, I don't want to. I feel like I'm kind of hogging the line here, so I'll go. Let somebody else call in and chat. But bravo, bravo, my dear brothers. I love you so much, and we're always here. You know, we love you so much, and we're doing this together, hand in hand, on our way to the new earth. So
Yes, we
bravo.
are.
Awesome.
All right, sister. Thank you
We
very
are.
much. I appreciate it. And
Well,
you know
bye-bye.
what? And I would really like to have you on our show. Oh, okay. She's gone.
Oh, she's
All
gone.
right.
She okay. We love you there, Lauren.
Yeah, we love
Sorry.
you, Lauren. So, hey, I see a Canada person there.
Yes,
John, what do you
Stanley
think?
from Canada. I think that's a great idea. Let's talk to Stanley.
Hey, Stan.
You there, Stan?
Stanley.
Yeah.
Yo.
Oh, we got him. Hey, how
Yo, Stan, are you
you?
still with us?
Did you hear the clink? Oh,
I did hear the
yes.
clink. Yes. All
Good.
right. Yes.
Yeah, cheers.
There
Cheers.
we
Good
go.
job.
Cheers,
Congratulations.
buddy.
Was that a beer or tequila,
Congratulations.
Stanley?
Oh, gosh. No, that was kombucha. I'm kind of off the harder, you know, content. I got to taper down. I'm on the kombucha.
Oh, okay. Well, that's a healthy drink.
Yeah, very healthy. Oh,
Yeah,
wow.
I'm a sports jock from way back, and I got a little bit carried away quite often, and as well as all the other guys, and so I had to taper off. And hey, isn't it a little bit early for doing sudsies and all that? Or is it never too early?
It's never too early. It's 11 p.m. somewhere, you know. So I figure, even though it's a.m., it's p.m. somewhere. So,
That's right.
yeah.
That's good.
And we do things in moderation anyway. Moderation, that's the key, right? Moderation.
You
Okay.
that was my that's what I had difficult with, you know. Buddy would call up, hey, you want to go for one? And yeah, okay, sure. And how does that song go? Went for one and stayed till two?
Right.
Oh,
Okay. Yeah.
yeah. Yeah, for sure, Stanley.
Yeah.
Yeah.
that got happening maybe not every night, but for sure every other night. And then in those days, you didn't have to worry about getting the county Mounties. If they did stop you, they would take it, you know, whatever you had. We'd usually get a half a case or a case for the road. And if we ever did get stopped, the county Mountie, he would usually confiscate it, and you know what he would do with it.
Oh, it.
Oh, he'd pour it right out, wouldn't he, Stanley?
No, he'd keep it for himself. He'd keep it for himself, I would think, Stanley. Is that what he would do or what?
Oh,
Yeah.
definitely. Everybody knew that. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And
Well.
you had to be. But anyways, congratulations, guys. I just wanted to say hi, and I really like the name. You know, it's very creative, very, very creative. It's all encompassing.
Yeah, well,
And
thank you very much,
yeah,
Stanley. You
Alan
know,
did a great job.
if this show really takes off, you know, I mean, becomes a worldwide phenomenon, I'm thinking, you know, let's have some T-shirts or something. I am a cumin being, or you know, let's have the coffee mugs with a cumin perspective on it or something. I'm just teasing. I don't know, just, but yeah, I like the title as well. And I wanted to say thank you, Stanley, for calling in. I would very, very much like to hear you call in more shows in the future too.
Yeah, that
Please
would be
do.
awesome. Yeah, with his perspective, because Stanley, you always have really good content when you're calling in and talking to Q. And yeah, you'd be a great asset to call into the show and give your perspective and experience. We really greatly
Exactly.
appreciate that. Yeah,
Exactly.
well, thank you guys. I'll do that. Thank you so much. Have a great Q day, and let somebody else say hi.
Very
All
good.
righty.
Enjoy that kombucha. All right.
Yeah, you betcha. Yeah,
Okay,
all right.
bye-bye.
All right. Take it easy. Thank you. All right. Very good. I love it to have these guys come in on our show. That's
I
awesome. We
know.
had a
Yeah.
masculine gentleman call in for the show. Thank you. Thank you.
Awesome.
Thank you. All right. And I happen to see in the queue here, Corinne and Donnie on line one. Let's talk to Corinne and Donnie.
Oh, you guys. Hi, brother. You guys are
Hello. Hey, guys. How
wonderful.
are you?
Hi,
Hi.
Corinne. Hi, Donnie.
Oh, here's the thing. Johnny is at the farmer's market right now, so Merman is not going to be able to make this quick call-in, but we
Okay.
did want to give you guys such love and honor. You guys are amazing. And man, you do not sound like unless you had some Guinness before this. You guys sound and I see you guys on it, although I enjoy a good IPA, both Johnny and I do. But yeah, when we visited Alaska, his brother lives up there. We would always do these delicious, oh my God, and in Oregon and all through the Pacific Northwest to Washington, the idea. So we love that. We love your joke, Johnny. You're beautiful, Kevin. You guys are so perfect as brothers. And yeah, I can see for Donnie. He absolutely adores you guys.
Oh, thank you so much.
It's amazing. Oh my God, we love this show. And oddly enough, on our show and it coming up it soon, not I'm not plugging it, I'm just kind of throwing it out there that we're talking about the divine feminine and masculine energy. So
Oh, well, there
this
you
is
go.
joined
Awesome.
perfectly with you guys. It's so synchronistic.
Very
And
synchronous.
we
We're
can't
all
thank you
hooking
enough.
up just right.
Yeah.
Corinne, it's
Very
so
good. Oh
nice to
my God.
hear your harmonics, Corinne. It's beautiful. So
Yeah.
what a nice add to our
Oh.
show today. Thank you so much.
And you're right after us,
Oh.
right? You're next. Right? You're the next.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're the
Yes.
next pro. Yeah, you're in the batter's box, as
Yes.
they say.
And you guys are going to be on. one day soon. We would love and be honored to have y'all on, and we would do it in a, you know,
Wow.
for
Well, that'd be
attention.
an honor.
Yeah, it
Thank
would be
you.
an honor. Thank you for the invitation. Awesome. Yeah.
Oh,
Okay.
absolutely. We love you, and I will let you go. We just
Okay.
wanted to give you big, big hugs, and we're grateful for you guys. Thank you so much
Thank
for
you so much,
supporting us.
Corinne.
Love the human perspective, Kevin and Johnny, the high frequency. We're met very deathful on so many levels. We just resonate with that. So, and you're right, the
Awesome.
human t-shirts, I can see bumper stickers, hanging on lines. Just be the
Awesome.
human. Oh, well, no, that doesn't sound good either. Well, that doesn't sound too good. I shouldn't even say that, but I'm just
Well,
giving you the neon light. This is why I wasn't a Canadian. So, love you guys. Great
too.
time.
Love you
And
too,
let
Corinne.
you guys go.
All righty. We'll be tuning in on your show there. Take care.
Yep. Thank you so much for
Aw,
calling us.
pleasure
Thank
talking.
you.
Kevin, what do you say we go to line two? Kelly on line two.
Right. You have a Kelly online too?
I do.
Today, gentlemen, today.
Hey.
Q day,
Hey,
Kelly.
that's right.
Today to you,
Wow.
Brother
Wow.
John, Brother Kevin,
That's
Thank
it.
you so much, Kelly.
fellow
Wow,
radio host.
feel this energy. This is awesome.
Ah, hey, how does it feel to be the fellow Q booth with me?
Awesome. It feels
Very
great.
good.
Isn't it
Yeah.
great? Yeah,
Oh, it is.
yeah,
It
yeah,
is
yeah,
awesome.
yeah.
Yeah. A little
Yeah, we're
nervous at
off.
first.
You guys are, what's that?
You're good.
Nothing. I was just
You
saying, a
guys are
little nervous.
natural.
Well, thank you.
Oh, thank you very much, Kelly.
Natural. I
Okay.
just wanted to say, because I know you run out of time. First of all, I love the image on your BBS program page. Knocked it out of the
Oh,
park with
didn't they
that.
do a great job? Yeah,
Oh, yeah.
fantastic.
Oh my gosh, yeah, that was fantastic. And I know for a fact you guys are going to be worldwide phenoms. There's no question about that. So yeah, cue the t-shirt. I actually make stickers. I'll probably make you one. I'm going to make you a sticker and send it to you and see how you like it.
Sure,
I do
sure.
bumper stickers, all that kind of stuff. So you
Oh,
can do that.
wow.
It's so super easy.
Awesome.
But I, you know, one thing I'm really excited to know and listen to the male perspective when Q was talking about, you know, the males needing to, you know, trying to find themselves, their authentic selves, where it's necessary for males at this point in time anyway to let go, be present, you know, give yourself permission to be vulnerable and authentic. And you know, that's kind of my shtick. I am so ready for the guys to just be authentic, because guess what? Females, we're going to love you unconditionally, endlessly, no matter what. And I just wanted to share that. And just give you so much love and encouragement and support and way to go. You guys are awesome.
Well,
Oh,
thank
thank
you
you.
so much, Kelly. Thank you. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
And I can't wait for us, to start talking about the energy and the interaction between the two of us, energies, and try to get those men out there and express themselves more and be more sovereign also and respectful. So there's a lot of stuff that we can talk about on this program. And so we're just really fired up
Oh
about
yeah,
that.
endless.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
If
good
we can
job.
get men to
Done.
open up a little more and explore
Yes.
themselves, it's something that needs to happen, and hopefully we can encourage that.
Exactly.
Oh, I think so, because you're the way showers. You're the examples right now. You're doing it. You know, you're being
Awesome.
transparent and vulnerable and putting yourself out there. That's not easy to do for just any gender. You know, any
No.
identity, but you're representing. So I just
Right.
my hat's off, hat tip to you guys.
Well,
I
thank
lift my cup of coffee to you.
All
right.
that's sweet. Thank you very much, Kelly.
Thank you, Kelly. Much love to you. Thank you
Welcome.
so much.
Bye now.
Bye
bye. Bye.
Well,
She said.
Kevin, what do you say? Maybe I've got a joke about
Well, let's make it quick because we might
Okay.
have only like 1 minute left.
All right, I'm just
Time
watching the
flies
clock.
when you're having fun.
I do have a little joke story about the innocence of a female, and the, or pardon me, the innocence of a male and the confidence of a female.
Okay,
And
quickly.
here's how it goes.
Okay.
They're out, this young fella is going out and he's on his first date and he's gone out parking with this lady and this young girl. And he leans over to her and he says, "If I make a move on you, are you going to cry for help?" She said, "Think you'll need it?"
Oh, no.
All right, boys.
All right.
All right,
Okay.
guys, I think we're ready to roll our music. Are we, Kevin?
I
Looks like.
think so. You know, again, I want to thank everyone for showing up for our preliminary show. And we have appreciate everyone's input. And we so much look forward to having you on our show again in 2 weeks. So please come back to us and enjoy a cumin perspective. Thanks
right
a
on,
lot.
Kevin. Thank
All
you,
right,
buddy.
John. All
Great
right,
day,
buddy.
my friend.
Thank you. You too.
Thank you all for listening and tuning in. Thank you all the callers for coming in and best wishes. Thank you so much.
Peace out.